You're listening to BCB 106.6 FM. This is Sounds of the City, the show that showcases and puts a light on some of the leading lights in the local music scene. As ever, it's me, Dan Carroll. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes, and I'm delighted to be joined in the studio with Niamh. She's come over. Thank you so much for coming over this evening, Niamh.
You're welcome.
We're going to hear some music from Niamh, some of the original songs she's produced. She's actually been shortlisted for the Best of British Unsigned Music Awards 2016. We'll find out what all that's about. We've also got a dad who's in the studio. Good evening, Dad.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for coming across. And we've also got the manager. Hello, manager. How are you?
Very well, thank
you. And what's the manager's name?
It's Jamie V.
Jamie V. Thank you so much for coming across. I've asked Niamh which musicians inspires her, singers, songwriters, and she's choose two amazingly powerful vocalists. The first one is Whitney Houston. What is it about Whitney Houston what you really like?
I like the songs that she writes because they're always so powerful and strong.
And she's got an amazing voice, obviously the late, great Whitney Houston. But let's hear this. I want to dance with somebody. The manager suggests pick something upbeat. Niamh wanted something which involved doors closing, but we didn't know what it was. So we'll choose this one. It's I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Yeah.
The Amazing Power of Whitney Houston, I Wanna Dance With Somebody. This is BCB 106.6 FM. This is Sounds of the City, the show which aims to profile and shine a spotlight on young musicians in Bradford and surrounding district, no doubt. In the studio this evening is Niamh. She's here with us. She chose Whitney Houston because she likes the upbeat energy of the song, but she also loves the power of the voice. Niamh, speaking of voices, what attracted you to music? What was it about music, or what is it about music what you really, really like?
Well, I've always been involved in performing arts in primary school and in high school, and I always liked the fun and all the acting and the dancing and the drama and the singing. I like all doing things like that. And I did a lot of singing in primary school, involved in the school shows. I still do school shows at school now. And I think it's just something I really enjoy doing. It makes me happy.
Well, that's what's important, isn't it? Music is a tool to express yourself and to share your emotions is really important. Jamie, what was it about Niamh which you actually thought, as a producer and as a manager, you thought, hang on a minute, Niamh's got something special here?
Yeah, well, the first time that Niamh came to me was at the studio, and Dad Scott had come and seen me and said, oh, my daughter's a singer, can she sing some songs and get them recorded, get them on a CD? And I said, yeah, by all means, come in and have a go. And she came in, and the first song she sang was a Michael Jackson song, I'll Be Loving You. So we got all ready, got set up, and as soon as she opened her mouth, I just turned to Scott and I went, wow. I said, where have you been hiding her? I said, you know, has she done anything like this before? And he was saying, no, she just sings in her bedroom. And I was like, well, you know, this is a talent that's got to be heard out there. Has she ever, you know, thought about writing her own stuff? And it was kind of like, oh, no, never done that. So I set you the task, didn't I? I said, go away and write some songs and come back to me and let's see what we can do. And we've been working like that for about a year, isn't it?
Yeah.
And first song we did was called Respect, and that went out. It was very very kitschy and very twee, wasn't it? Very, very young and very Niamh. But when she came to me, it was only, a month ago? No, it was just before I went on holiday. And she sang me this song, and I basically said, right, sing it again. I played the piano, and within 2 hours the song was done.
Nice. That's the kind of turnaround you want on songwriting, no doubt. And one of the songs which Niamh has been involved in has been nominated for the Best of British Unsigned Music Awards 2016.
Yeah.
We're going to give you some details about how you can support Niamh through that very, very soon. We'll also hear some of Niamh's music very soon as well. Niamh, I mean, obviously you're still really young, and you've mentioned about how important music is to express yourself and it makes you feel happy to share that. I mean, when you're thinking about songwriting, what type of themes do you like to cover in your music, or what type of thing as a young girl do you think you should sing about?
I like to sing about things that kids my age can relate to. So I don't like singing about things that are not real. I like to do things that are based around my age, so I'm not too young, not too childish, but things are not too old for me either.
Okay, so let's hear your song. This has been nominated for Best of Unsigned. Let's play this then. What's it called, Jamie?
I Can't Stand This Anymore.
Looking at the same sunset, picture of us pressed against my chest. How long do I have to wait? Another half a world away. I can't stand this anymore. I can hardly breathe knowing you might have forgotten me. It brings me to my knees. It carries on. I know you have a life to live, and know we ain't lost. I know I'm only someone that you met once. Oh, my heart, it carries on. Looking at the
pictures on my wall. Are you thinking of me at all? We talked on text, we said we want to meet again. Was that the truth, or were you just being a friend? To my knees, oh, oh, a search, it carries on. I know you have a life to live, I know we ain't lost. I know I'm only someone that you met once, oh, oh, my hunt, it carries on. I think of you.
This is BCB 106.6 FM.
There you go. That was Neve's, one of the first songs we're going to hear from Neve tonight. You're listening to BCB 106.6 FM, Sounds of the City, where we showcase and profile young musicians doing interesting things. Neve's in the studio with producer and dad. Dad don't want to talk. That suits me fine. We'll move on. So tell us a little bit about that song. Obviously quite heartfelt, quite a mature voice, and you get that kind of the emotional connection and the power and the feeling of what you're saying, which is important, isn't it? I think if you want to, I mean, there's a vocal performance, which I won't critique because I'm not qualified to do so, but the emotional kind of part of it is very strong and powerful. I mean, how important is it to you to use music to kind of share how you think and feel and just basically about life? How important is it?
Well, I think I find music an easier way if I'm upset or if there's something that I want to say. I find music an easier way to get it out there than just saying it. I find it, and it's quite an exciting way as well, because people can relate to it, to what I'm saying.
That's right, because music is the universal language, and I guess to a certain degree emotions are, and obviously as a producer you want to convey the kind of do justice to Neve's voice, because it's obviously Absolutely. Very good, but also you've got a strategic kind of overview of how it should sound,
yeah.
You know, so how do you approach that?
Yeah, well, as I said, Neve sang it to me. She just sang it to me a cappella, and we just started playing on the piano, and we got it down on the piano, and it was just like, yeah, I think just a little bit of strings and it's done. No massive overproduction on it, because the emotion of what she was singing and how she sang it was all that was really needed, really. The music is just there to just support her, you know. How Neve got the emotion across, it just kind of like all just fit together like a jigsaw, but a three-piece jigsaw.
That's good. Three-piece jigsaw. It's about my level of jigsaw, I must say. Obviously, you've got the ballad, reflective, kind of powerful song. I mean, as like looking at Whitney Houston and looking at Beyonce, the ones that the people say have inspired you, one thing what they're good at are they're good at those powerful kind of tracks and numbers, but they're also good at like upbeat ones as well. So mm-hmm. No doubt as an artist, that's quite interesting for you, isn't it? Doing yeah. stuff which is upbeat and up there and high tempo, but also doing stuff which is quite reflective and quite emotional like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we're working on a few songs now, and I think
you've got a funky one coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, there's some upbeat ones, quite different to what I've written already, but they're going to be really good once they're finished.
Yeah,
look forward to hearing them. Let's have a bit of Beyonce, somebody who is you know clearly a great role model of mine. This is If I Were a Boy by Beyonce.
If I were a boy, even just for a day,
I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go.
Music on demand.
Drink beer with the guys and chase after girls. I kick it with who I wanted and I never get confronted for it, 'cause they stick up for me. If I were
heart of Bradford. This is BCB 106.6 FM.
That's right, it's BCB 106.6 FM. If you've just tuned in, where have you been? We've been here like nearly 20 minutes and we've got an amazing singer-songwriter in the studio who's only 13 years old, being shortlisted for the Best of British Unsigned Music Awards 2016. We'll tell you how you can support the cause. But how did she get to be involved in the Best of British? An elaborate tale involving various different broadcasters who we can mention and lots of different celebrities as well along the way. Dad picks up the story.
Well, Jamie first suggested to get Niamh signed up to BBC Introducers, which we did. And within 2 days, she got an email basically saying that she was going to be played on the introducing programme. So she was played on the introducing programme and she got Record of the Week, which was absolutely amazing. And then a friend of mine on Facebook, Georgina Burnett, she's a newsreader on the BBC, she heard Niamh's song and sort of was blown away with it and sort of showed it to all her friends, etc. And she suggested getting Niamh signed up to the Best of British Unsigned programme, which goes out to 85 stations. So we sent that off and then it was played on the Best of British Unsigned radio station, which is like a plug-in, you know, that goes out. And it got Record of the Week on that as well. And then next thing we know, it sort of escalated again and we got this email through saying that she'd been nominated for, you know, the Best of British Unsigned Song of 2016, which has been absolutely amazing.
Which ironically, previous winners went to singing Eurovision Song Contest.
I know.
As well, so it's Best of British, then Eurovision. Yeah. I mean, amazing. I mean, clearly, I bet you were delighted with all this interest in what you were doing.
I was really quite shocked, to be honest. I didn't think I was going to make it this far. I mean, I'm the only child in the competition, which I'm really surprised. And I'm the only singer from Yorkshire as well, which kind of makes it a little bit special too.
Yeah, I mean, certainly important, isn't it, to do that. We're going to be giving you a bit of an insight into how you can support it. Voting starts for the best unsigned song of on the 24th of October. So do support that, and you can go to bobunsigned.com/vote. So it's bobunsigned.com/vote. Please support this local girl by voting, and every vote counts. There's an awesome QR code reader on the flyer, which I've got in front of me. And you'll have to take my word for that, because it's radio, so you can't see anything. We're going to play, and we've got a laminated poster. Massive budget, these long, massive budgets.
No expense spared.
Let's have a musical interlude, a bit of a break. This is a cover version of something you've done. Producer Jamie, what is it?
It's Dancing on My Own.
Dancing on Your Own. This is Neve.
Somebody says you got a new friend. I should love you better than I can. There's a big black sky over my town. I know where you're at, I bet she's around.
I'm right over here. Why can't you see me? far away, but still so near. The lights go on, the music dies, but you don't see me standing here.
There you go, that was a cover version of
Dancing on My Own.
Dancing on My Own. We've come to the end of this particular chapter of Sounds of the City. I want to thank Dad. Thank you very much. Neve.
Thank you for having us.
And producer slash manager.
And thank you for having us.
Absolute pleasure. Do support Neve with her conquest to become the best of British unsigned. Go to all the W's, bobunsigned.com /vote. She's the only young adult from Yorkshire who is flying the banner for our glorious county. So do support the cause there. Not because she's from Yorkshire, but because she's an amazing song. Also, just to clarify the spelling, it isn't Nerve, it's Neave, spelled N-I-A-M-H. Her SoundCloud is soundcloud.com, Neve Official. The song is called Can't Stand This Anymore. And you can visit her website by visiting neveofficial.com.
.com.
It's .co.uk. Oh, it's .co.uk.
Oh, sorry, website out, cause that, yeah. There we go.
Father?
We're in the industry of helping young musicians sort their websites out. We'll finish off. We've got a couple of minutes left there. This is the final song. What is it called?
It's called Faded. Faded.
Sorry?
Faded.
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 Right. Okay, faded. There we go. Faded. As in faded, like... Yes.
No more Dr. Pepper for you.
You were the shadow to my light. Did you feel us? Another star, you fade away. I fade, our aim is out of sight. Wanna see us alive. Where are you now? Where are you now? Where are you now? Was it all in my fantasy? Where are you now? Were you only imaginary? Where are you now? I'm fed.